It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. For the last 8 years or so, I have written and produced this radio program called We the People for broadcast on Radio 4CRB. The phrase We the People comes from the preamble of the United States Constitution and for me represents the ultimate expression of freedom and government of, by and for the people. We have no equivalent phrase in Australia. The program's origins occurred when the then CEO and chairman of 4CRB, Hilton Redding, approached me to create a current affairs type commentary program to fill a gap in the radio market on the Gold Coast. I hesitated, but it's hard to say no to Hilton, so I took up the challenge, and that was the genesis of this now well-established radio program. Fittingly, Genesis is also the first book in the Bible, followed by Exodus, meaning to leave. This too is important, as this is my Exodus writ large today, with this my final offering. I would like to think We the People has helped to build the station's audience to the current impressive figure approaching 80,000 listeners each week. I also have no doubt the station's success and popularity is quietly underpinned by its Christian foundation as well, and this too has been important. Over these many years, I have met so many wonderful people all trying to keep the state government, the council, and the bureaucracy honest and on track, which is by any measure a Herculean task. So many wonderful, principled, decent, honest people who quietly support the community and many others in so many unrecorded ways. Thank you for your heroic efforts and for the information and the news you have so willingly provided to me. Of special note is Deborah Kelly, who has been an inspiration to me of late and a source of creative ideas and wisdom. It's a long list of folk to thank, but in particular, Lois Levy, John Lee, Don McGinn, Steve Gratian, and Keris Ash all have my admiration and thanks. There are many other folk as well, but again, a special mention to James Gregg at Bloom Tools for his support with my website called Gold Coast Sentinel, which carries all the material broadcast each week for wider public access across Australia. I will post the residual scripts remaining there over the next few weeks. In this regard, I also thank the many interstate listeners and followers across Australia for their participation. A final mention to the daughter of Robin Highland in accounts, who makes the best lemon meringue pie, and I will miss that too. However, the good fight must continue, and I hope all people on the Gold Coast will marshal their forces and strive to make the Gold Coast great again and to preserve the best of what we have by simply letting the light shine in on corrupt and shonky process. My reasons for concluding the program and leaving 4CRB are personal, but I will be around helping where I can in the community and encouraging others to fight the good fight. I wish all at 4CRB well and Godspeed in what is a noble charter. Until we meet again, this is Kent Bailey and goodbye for now.
Hello, this is Steve. As you've just heard in this episode of We the People, this week will be the last broadcast of this segment. A reminder that this and all previous scripts of We the People are available to read or listen to on the website goldcoastsentinel.com.au. On behalf of the board, staff, volunteers and listeners of 4CRB, I would like to extend a sincere thank you to Kent Bailey for his amazing contribution to this station over the last 8 years. He has spent countless hours researching, formulating, and recording this weekly program, We the People, all voluntarily, and you, our listener, have been the beneficiary, discovering matters you may not have otherwise heard in other media. I think it is safe to say that over those 8 years, Kent has been able to achieve that which Hilton Redding believed was missing from Gold Coast Radio. I'm sure you would join me in wishing Kent Bailey all the best for the future and God's richest blessings.